This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
The 6th Annual Lavender Festival and Farm Tour coming up July 7th through the 9th out at Growing Miracles Lavender Garden. And Carrie Royd in. Get ready for all this, huh?
We're getting ready, Kyle.
So how long have you had the farm out there?
So I started the lavender farm part of it in 2016, June of 2016. But it's a family farm, Wesley Orchards, and it's been there 85 years.
Wow. Now, what got your interest in lavender?
So it was kind of a, you know, I keep describing it as a 30-year dream, but if I say that now, the truth is it's closer to a 40-year dream, where I just thought it was something I always would want to do. Also thought it was something I would actually never get to do because I was in a corporate job and, you know, couldn't have afforded the property that it would take to do it, that sort of thing. But then a few years ago, I had the opportunity for a career change, and I got to move back to my hometown. I got to move back to Roseburg, and that's how it all started.
And what fascinates you about lavender?
It touches all your senses. So you can smell it, you can see it, you can hear it. You know, if you're out in the field, like right now, the bees, the honeybees have come in. So the field makes its own sound. When the river breeze hits it, the lavenders rub up against each other. So it literally touches all your senses. You can cook with it, so the sense of taste.
Yeah, tell me about that. I've been fascinated about it because really for years I just looked at it as, you know, a plant and decorative and looked nice in people's yards. But in recent years I've seen more of that, even a few local folks incorporating that. How does that work in terms of being part of a food product?
So a lot of people will think of it initially as a dessert, a lavender cookie or a lavender dessert. But one of the best dishes we make is our turkey. Our Thanksgiving turkey is a lavender, garlic, pepper rub, and then we cook it on the smoker. You can do roasted veggies with it. Basically, anything that you would use rosemary in, you could substitute lavender in. We also do a lavender hazelnut cookie, which is our special recipe where we grind some hazelnut flour and substitute out some of the regular flour. So those are always popular.
So then to use it like you said with the turkey, like you would parsley or rosemary or something, are you doing anything else other than what I'm seeing right now to it?
So you can either use fresh, like I brought you in a bundle of fresh. You can use it fresh or you can use it dried. Dried is a little stronger, so it takes less lavender. Probably for the turkey, I would say we're going to use dried, and I grind it so that it's more of a powder, and that way you're not getting the whole bud feel in your mouth. But just like any other herb or spice, you would just rub it on.
Wow, fascinating. How many acres do you have in lavender?
So it'll be almost 2 acres in lavender. 5,000 plants fit in almost 2 acres. And we have one more acre to plant that I think will happen this coming fall. And I think that's it. I think that's the last of the lavender that's going to go in.
So this event next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 7th to the 9th, what all is going on out there? Because I know it's a lot more than just walking around stirring lavender.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So this year we'll have approximately 70 vendor booths, food trucks, music. You pick lavender. There'll be lavender wreaths available for purchase, lavender wands available for purchase. At 8 a.m. each of the days, we have yoga in the lavender. So before the festival day starts, the yoga starts. So come a little bit early if you're going to come to that, and you'll park and then walk down to the bed by the riverbank. We'll have demonstrations for the essential oil distillation, so you can watch how we make our lavender essential oil. And we'll also be demonstrating our lavender debudding machine, so you can see how we strip the buds off of the dried lavender bundles to use in products.
Wow. Now, is this like a big machine or fairly small?
Big machine. Both the distillation machine and the debudding machine are good size.
And I know this event, you've had good turnouts.
We've had really good turnouts. We're going to estimate that last year probably 15,000 people came through. The best part about it is last year we solved the parking challenge that had started arising prior to that. We have a tractor loaned to us and a trailer, and so you can park in the field and hop on the old Cruz Farms trailer, and we'll drive you around so you can get out and just have a ride from the parking into the festival.
Neat. Now, what is the admission price to get in?
So it's free to get in. We do ask that you consider a $5 parking donation, and that goes directly to the Douglas FFA chapter because they work their tails off to get everybody parked. They also, you know, empty the trash cans and do all a whole bunch of help that way. But all the parking donations go to them. But otherwise, it does not cost to get in. And if you don't mind, I'll mention that part of the reason we're able to keep it free for attendance is because the city of Roseburg has given us a small grant each year, the last 4 years, that we can spend on advertising. And so it allows us to keep our costs down just a little bit. And our goal is to always have this a free event so it's community minded.
Well, and have you been able to tell in terms of people coming from out of the area?
Yes. So last year we did a survey. Well, what it was a prize contest. You can enter for some fabulous door prizes that basically all of the vendors donated. The baskets were enormous, probably $500 or $600 values on each of them. It was overwhelmingly generous. But those little cards gathered the information on where people came from. And so we were able to tell what advertising was effective, where people drove from, if they flew in, that sort of thing. And I think that's the same method we'll use this year.
Wow, so you've really got something going, and it's coming up very soon during a busy time of year. Next Friday, Saturday, Sunday, what are the hours?
So Friday and Saturday, it's 9 to 5, and Sunday, it's 9 to 4.
All right, 6th Annual Lavender Festival and Farm Tour. Carrie Royd, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:39 at the Morning Report.